Uncle Disgusting is coming to stay. His hair is all matted and half going grey. His fingers are sticky, his nails are black, and all of his clothing is covered in cack. He slumps on our sofa and belches and farts and scratches his arse as he watches the darts. His face is all itching with flakes of dried phlegm. He picks a few off with the end of my pen. He gobs in the fire grate, he pees on the seat. He sneezes on all of the food that we eat. He scrapes up stray snot with the peak of his hat and then wipes it off on the back of the cat. The odour's unleashed when he takes off his shoes, a part Gorgonzola, part Glastonbury loose. The boil on his brow's always bulging with pus, and he always threatens to burst it on us. He loves to leave floaters for others to find and streaks on the pan from his filthy behind. He's not washed his hands since 1981. They harbour more germs than a German whore's bum. He won't order takeaway food to the door. Most of his meals he just finds on the floor. He snacks on the larvae that live in his skin and mushrooms that sprout from the folds of his chin. He rolls up his earwax in little brown balls and cheers when he flicks one that sticks to the walls. And if you think that's quite disgusting enough, he'll work in some freshly farmed bottom crack fluff. He stinks of stale urine and musty old sweat, and why is his crotch so suspiciously wet? Some scabby detritus falls out of his fly. He claims if we eat it, we'll get really high. Manners aren't everything, he always says, before nipping off for a wank on our beds. Uncle Disgusting is coming to stay. Excellent, Mum. Can we stay up and play?